Jefferson West Locker Room Chat here on KNZA, brought to you by Heinen Repair. We'll start here with girls basketball and head coach Dan Hypes. It is, again, presented by Heinen Repair. Brandon Tabman with you as well. Jeff West still alive in sub-state action, trying to continue their season with a semifinal berth with Hiawatha coming up on Friday at Royal Valley. We'll talk about it in a moment, but coach, big win, obviously, earlier this week in the first round. Another Big 7 League opponent in Royal Valley. You guys were able to get the win at home, 45-27. What impressed you the most about your team's performance in that matchup?
Yeah, I think that, we finally rebounded the ball real well. Girls did an outstanding job of boxing out, getting rebounds, and then we just didn't turn the ball over. And on the offensive end, we were finally able to convert on stuff that, we're trying to execute. And overall, my girls played, that's probably one of the better games, complete games that they've played all year long. So, I was pleased with the way they came out and the way they played. They played extremely hard. And that's what it's going to take on Friday against Hiawatha. Played them a couple times. They've got us both times. So we got our work cut out for sure.
Yeah, and we'll talk about that in a moment. But we talked last week about ending the season against some really good teams in Nemaha Central and Baldwin. Do you think that last bit of a couple games there with those good teams kind of helped you in gearing up for a game against Royal Valley and Substate?
For sure, for sure. Those teams, and that's what I tried to tell our girls, that these are some tough teams we're going to end with, but it's going to help us down the road and prepare us for, who we see down the road. And for sure, both those teams are good quality teams. And our girls played extremely well against Baldwin, just came up short. But again, both those games most definitely have prepared us for our sub-state and what we're going to see. So, it was good for us to play those teams and get prepared for sub-state.
Beginning of the season certainly seems like a hot minute ago, that late November, early December stretch. And then you take over, of course, right at the beginning of the new year in 24. Even then seems like a long time ago. But, when you took over, what you've seen over the last couple of months with your team, talk about the strides, the improvements, maybe the biggest difference or two that you see with your team now in sub-state compared to when you got them at the beginning of the year.
Well, when I got them at the beginning of the year, we implemented, what our coaching staff wanted to put in for offense. And so anytime you implement something new, it's going to take time. And especially, when you get you jump in right about a quarter of the season's already been done. And those girls have been used to running, what the previous coach did. And then to implement something new, it's been a grind. And each game, hopefully we learn from each game and we get a little bit better. We watch a little bit of film and see, okay, this is what we're doing wrong. This is what we're doing right. And as long as they continue to work on what we're trying to teach them and execute it, we're going to be okay. And as the season has progressed, they have gotten better, in some areas, as far as that goes. Now we still got a long ways to go. We don't have much time to get there, but I've been pleased with their execution and where they're at. We just got to keep grinding and see what happens.
Well, let's talk about the keys for a very familiar team in Hiawatha, who is certainly playing some really good basketball as well down the stretch. This will be the third time in the calendar month. You saw them in the first matchup on the 5th. That was the makeup game from January. Red Hawks nipped you by 18 there, and then it was a much closer affair on the 13th. That was a 43-41 final. What would you say is Hiawatha's biggest strength? What do you need to stop and ultimately a key or two to get a win and move on in sub-state?
Well, their big girl can step out and shoot the three. She can also shoot inside. And then they've got another guard that she gets the ball. She's just going to drive. And she's tough to stop because she puts her head down and go and nothing's going to stop her. And so, she's a very good driver. And when she gets in close, she can finish. The big girl, especially, you got better know where she is on the court and always have a hand up in her face because she can knock down threes. And, they got some other girls too that are good shooters from the outside. So we're just going to have to really lock down on defense and be aware of where those two girls are, especially, and then try and take care of those two and then help out on some of the other ones. They're good. As the season's gone along, they've gotten better. We lost a close one to them the other day when we played them and felt like, we probably should have won that game, but we didn't. And so let's learn from it. Defensively, they play that 3-2 and they kind of get out and really force your guards to make good decisions with the ball. So we're going to have to handle their defense that they put out on us and take care of the ball on offense. And if we do those things and on the offensive end, then I think we'll be okay.
There it is. Dan Hypes, Jefferson West girls basketball coach. Third time's a charm against Hiawatha, this time in a sub-state semifinal. Friday night, 6 o'clock, they'll play the first game of two at Royal Valley. Hayden and ACCHS, the other matchup in that sub-state. You can hear those games the rest of the week on KNCA 103.9. Coach, thanks for your time throughout the course of the season. And, of course, we'll talk to you here at the sub-state tournament here on Friday. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Brandon. You guys do a great job. Thank you.